Oh, that song is so yummy. Okay, today's episode is called Are You a Girl's Girl? This is about being a girl's girl, stolen consent, and the truth we avoid. This episode is probably going to be controversial. It might make some people uncomfortable, but I feel like it's an important topic, so I want to talk about it. But in keeping with my way of moving things along, I'm going to do my underwriter acknowledgments first, and then I'll do some current events, and then we'll get right into the meat and potatoes. So here we go.
You can make an impact and help build a stronger local economy while earning rewards at the same time. Your Go Local Rewards card is honored at 150 Sonoma County businesses that offer discounts for cardholders. Go Local cards can be obtained free at Corix in Santa Rosa or on the website golocal.coop. And remember, every local dollar spent keeps $3 to $4 in our community.
You can make an impact and build a stronger local economy while earning rewards at the same time. Your Go Local Rewards card is honored at 150 Sonoma County businesses that offer discounts for cardholders. Go Local cards can be obtained free at Corix in Santa Rosa or on their website at golocal.coop. That's golocal.coop. The Jewish Community Free Clinic, or JCFC, is proud to provide services to anyone in need who is currently uninsured. The facility is located close to both public transportation and Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. Services are offered 4 days a week and include family medicine, free vaccines, medications, laboratory tests, acupuncture, and women's health and work physicals. The clinic also provides resource and referral assistance. To learn more about JCFC's valuable service, or to volunteer, or to make a donation, please call 707-585-7780 or visit the clinic's website at jewishfreeclinic.org.
Okay, those were a few of our underwriter acknowledgments. I also have a few current events. Join us on Saturday, June 6th, for a family-friendly musical event in celebration of Sonoma County's wildlands. The Sonoma Wild Music Festival will take place at the Somo Village Event Center in Roanoke Park with a musical lineup featuring Elephant Revival, Sam Grissom, Michaela Davis, Hot Buttered Rum, Ma Muse, Danny Goldberg's Sound Immersion Experience, and special guests. There will be environmental information booths and presentations focusing on local issues, an eclectic assortment of craft and food vendors, art, kids' activity, and more. Proceeds will benefit local environmental organizations. To find out more about the event and find your tickets, visit tapestryproductions.org. This is on June 6th, which is in 2 weeks, Sonoma Wild Music Festival and Community Gathering at Somo Village. That's also my daughter's 25th birthday. Here's a program promotion announcement, Uncle Dave's Storytime. Tales come to life every Saturday morning at 8 Pacific with hosts Dave Barsky and Robin David take you on an adventure of songs and stories to delight children ages 4 to 104. Uncle Dave has entertained children and adults with many charming original stories and songs for 35 years. And Robin is a seasoned animated reader who truly brings stories to life. Guest readers are welcome to call in at 707-755-9250, which is the phone number here at the radio station. Sing and dance along. Let your imagination sail away with Uncle Dave and Robin. That's Uncle Dave's Storytime on Saturday mornings at 8 Pacific here on KOWS LP Community Radio in Occidental. Another public service announcement. This is Farm to Pantry. Farm to Pantry has been nurturing the community of Sonoma County since 2008. Living in such a bountiful spot on earth, it is essential that we ensure all residents have access to the beautiful, locally grown produce available in our backyards and farms. Check out farmtopantry.org to learn more about the food justice programs, including child nutrition education, where you can get involved. Volunteer to connect with kind people and ask about their cool swag items. So that, my friends, is my radio business. I think I'm going to stand up for today's show. Stand up, give a cheer, let them know we're here. So this topic, are you a girl's girl? Being a girl's girl isn't something you say. It's something you prove when it's inconvenient. So it's very much a thing. Are you a girl's girl? Do you follow the girl code? So there's a performative girl's girl. These are women who say it, they post about it, they brand it, but they don't live it. Here's some examples of the performative girl's girl. A woman who calls herself a girl's girl but has an affair with a married man. She's not betraying him, she's betraying another woman. The friend who keeps secrets that actively harm another woman. That's not loyalty, that's avoidance dressed up as kindness. Let's give an example. Let's say you know that your friend's husband is fooling around on her, and you don't tell. You're not a girl's girl. The woman who only supports women she doesn't feel threatened by. That's not empowerment. That's selective alliance. So the idea of girl's girl, it's not just a label, it's a lifestyle. So this isn't what we call ourselves. It's about what our choices cost women in the world, because this really is about women supporting women. So let's go a little deeper. Some women love women as long as it doesn't cost them anything. And I think every woman could speak to that. Every girl in high school can speak to that. You know, I got your back. I'm your ride or die. Until it starts to cost me something. And then I'm not your ride or die. And there's cracks in this relationship. And I think we see these microscopic cracks. And we think, well, I mean, she would never do that to me. I mean, I see her doing it to them, but she would never do that to me. So we discount the cracks. And that can come back to harm you. So we're talking about loyalty versus integrity. Is protecting a friend always the right thing to do? I mean, if you're a girl's girl, it is. At what point does loyalty become complicity? So you're friends with a couple. You and your husband have these friends, another couple. And you discover that he or she is being unfaithful. But you're friends with both of them. But I feel like as a girl's girl, it's still your job to inform the other spouse. I mean, at what point does your loyalty become complicit? Are you a better friend for staying quiet or for telling the truth? I mean, a real girl's girl doesn't just protect feelings, she protects standards. Like, if your version of reality requires you to betray another woman, it's not loyalty, it's self-preservation. And I think this is where it gets confusing for some people, because the real test comes when, like, what do you do when your desires conflict with another woman's well-being? I mean, that's where the hypocrisy creeps in. And this is not lighthearted at all, because some of these relationships that end have a ripple effect in a family, in a business, and you holding that secret or holding that misplaced loyalty, and another woman is being betrayed, like, that's a problem. And I think, you know, and the world's not black and white. I'm not, you know, naive enough to think that. I don't think that. And trust me, there are songs that have been written about this subject ad nauseum. I found just in, you know, thinking to myself, oh, what about that song? Ooh, what about that song? I got like 10 songs. I won't be playing them all, unfortunately. But I'm going to play this one. It's called Traitor, and it's by Olivia Rodrigo. So here we go.
To her, maybe did even worse. I kept quiet so I could keep you. And ain't it funny how you ran to her the second that we called it quits? And ain't it funny how you said you were friends? Now it sure as hell don't look like it. You betrayed. She's a new trophy. And I know if you were true, there's no damn way that you could fall in love with somebody that quickly. Ain't it funny? All the twisted games, all the questions you used to avoid. Ain't it funny? Remember I brought her up and you told me I.
Okay, I don't think I've ever heard that song all the way through. That's a whoa. So, girls, girl. Affairs with Married Men, Protecting Secrets to Keep the Peace, Selective Loyalty. You cannot wear the badge of being a girl's girl while benefiting from another woman being in the dark. You cannot wear the badge of being a girl's girl while benefiting from another woman being in the dark. Okay, so, yeah, you're a traitor. Now, there's a line in that song that says, I kept quiet to keep you. The minute it was over, you ran to her. I mean, this is heavy. I know that sometimes in relationships, when you know more than you should, and you fear losing friendships, and you have this desire for approval from other men or from the social circles that you're in, you don't like conflict, so you avoid that. You're not actually thinking, what does this label mean of being a girl's girl? Girl's girl has become a personality trait people claim, not a code they live by. Like, you need to know that being a girl's girl is following the girl code. So that means you don't compete when you should be supportive. You don't participate in another woman's harm, even indirectly. You tell your friends the truth, even when it risks the friendship. You hold boundaries with men that protect other women. I'm sorry. And you don't confuse kindness with silence. A real girl's girl will risk losing you before she helps you lose yourself. And if you can't tell the truth face to face, write a letter. There are ways to tell the truth. I'm going to play another song. I came up with this idea for this topic through talks with younger girls. This is not all about, you know, ending marriages and stuff. This is things that young 20-something girls struggle with because relationships are so fluid and boundaries are so misunderstood. If you were a person who wanted to hold a boundary and you wanted to live by the girl code, and you have a circle of friends that you think do the same, and you come to find out they don't, those losses are big. Those losses hurt. This is a song by Rihanna. I have another Rihanna song, but this one maybe is a little more fitting. It's called Unfaithful. So I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to tell you a story that might shock you.
Searching for the right, but it keeps avoiding me. Sorrow in my soul, cause it seems that wrong really lost my company. He's more than a man, and this is more than love. The reason that the sky is blue, the clouds are rolling in, because I'm gone again. And to him I just can't be true. And I know that he knows I'm unfaithful, and it kills him. Thank you. my cheek as he reluctantly, as if I'm gonna be LA. I say I won't be long, just hanging with the girls. A lie I didn't have to tell, because we both know where I'm about to go, and we know it very well. 'Cause I know that he knows I'm a faithful, and it kills him inside to know that I'm happy with some other guy. I can see him dying.
Got a little dramatic there, Rihanna. This is a different perspective. This song is clearly about a woman cheating on a man. Yeah, I don't think you need to kill him to make him feel better, but I get it. Like, you're in a tough spot. That's a bummer. There's another level of being a girl's girl. Another layer, let's say. And that's within a marriage. So you get married. You consent to a monogamous marriage. You consent to emotional and physical exclusivity. You do not consent to any shared sexual risk or deception or another woman in the marriage. Same with a man, but I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about girls, girls. So monogamy in a marriage, what that looks like, what you come to expect or what you believe. So I'm having a conversation the other day, and I heard this thing that just stopped me in my tracks. A woman who is the victim of infidelity in her marriage, which has now ended, and her ex-husband is with the other woman, and now they're going to create a life together. She said, "I didn't consent to that." And it made me realize that we think cheating is about betrayal, about heartbreak, about broken vows. But it's also about consent. Because when you're sleeping with someone under the agreement of exclusivity, you're making decisions about your body based on what you believe to be true. And if that truth is a lie, then your consent isn't fully informed. You didn't say yes to this version of the relationship. You said yes to something that didn't exist. So when someone cheats, they don't just break trust. They quietly rewrite the terms of your consent without asking you. So let's talk about that a little bit, because we're all about consent. This is the age of consent, whether that's sexual consent, consent within a marriage, or the Warren Buffett consent, which is the concept that Warren Buffett had a marriage to a woman he loved dearly. He had children with her. This was his life partner. But Warren Buffett, being Warren Buffett, got a wandering eye. And he met someone else. Actually, his wife introduced him to this other woman, not thinking that this would be an issue. But this woman became a big part of his life. And eventually, the part of his life. That used to be his wife's part. Now, his wife, apparently, in her divine wisdom, decided that she was going to live with that. So they stayed married, and he had this woman in his life. I don't know what motivated his wife to allow that, to consent to that. And maybe Warren Buffett stopped sleeping with his wife and was only sleeping with the girlfriend. So there was no bodily consent to be considered. But this is something that you don't come up with quite often. And to my brain, it just doesn't make sense. So I think there's a group of men who, for financial reasons, think it's better to stay married and then just do their thing under the radar. But it's never under the radar. And the woman always knows. And if her friends know and the community knows and other people know, like, where can she go? Who are her people? How can she feel safe in this betrayal? Because this is, you're breaking trust. You're quietly rewriting the terms of your consent, the terms of your monogamy, the terms of your loyalty, the terms of your marriage, and you never asked. And here's some justifications that women use when they cheat or when they sleep with a married man. He told me that the relationship is basically over. That relationship that he has with his wife, that's his business. And I want to suggest that you have an ethical responsibility to the woman, the wife. So if you're sleeping with a married man and he says to you, well, you know, I'm not happy. My marriage is almost over. You know, you're my person, Moon Spoon June. That might be true in his perspective, but what does his wife think? And why aren't you asking that question? Does she think it's over? Does she know that he's unhappy and willing to risk their marriage vows and her personal safety? I mean, you have an ethical responsibility to find that out. If your love story depends on another woman being misinformed, it's not a love story. That's a freaking loophole. So there's a powerful and honestly uncomfortable truth. It cuts deeper than betrayal into agency and bodily autonomy, which is why this is hit so hard. Informed consent in intimate relationships is something that we come to depend on. You consent to intimacy under a set of conditions, monogamy, exclusivity, and safety. When those conditions are secretly violated, your consent is no longer informed. So, how do we identify girls? What does it mean when your ride or die participates in an affair or a betrayal? And what about that consent that was never truly given? Here's what seems to happen in these marriages when he is the infidel. He doesn't stop sleeping with his wife. I don't care what he tells you, he doesn't. So what about your consent? You're sleeping with a married man, and he says, we're not together, it's almost over. But is it? I mean, what's your proof? So not only is he, quote unquote, cheating on his wife, he's kind of cheating on you. I mean, cheating doesn't just break hearts, it rewrites the terms of consent and permission. So if a wife doesn't consent to a non-monogamous relationship, if she doesn't consent to shared sexual risk, if she doesn't consent to emotional deception, she didn't consent to another woman being part of their marriage, even indirectly, then you stole her consent, along with everything else, her self-esteem, her sense of safety, her ideas about her life, her ability to trust. All of these can be broken by this simple act. And I get it, okay? I understand. Life is complicated. Relationships are very multifaceted. You can meet someone and you can say, I don't know what to say. Like, it was heavy. Like, we were meant to be together. This is so hard. I know he's married, but he loves me. And he's going to leave his wife for me. I'm not saying people don't fall in love in complicated ways. They do. Life is messy. But I think we owe it to ourselves and to each other to be honest about the impact of our choices, not just the outcomes. If the only way your love story survives is by rewriting how it started, maybe the truth is the part that's the hardest to live with. I don't know. I mean, I'm talking about girls, but the moral of the story is men are terrible. And it's terrible what happens when infidelity happens in a marriage. So being a girl's girl isn't about who you support when it's easy. It's about who you refuse to harm, even when it feels like love. I don't know. You don't get to call yourself a girl's girl while benefiting from another woman being deceived. And maybe we don't always realize we're doing it. Maybe sometimes we just don't want to look at it too closely. And I think that is a lot of what happens in these deceptions. But being a girl's girl means you say the hard things really clear. You open space for people to sit with it instead of shutting down. And then you expect the truth. I mean, maybe he was going to leave the whole time. Maybe it is. Maybe they are separated. Maybe they stopped having sex a long time ago and, you know, that's part of it. And I understand that can be true. But here's what's happening psychologically. People need their choices to feel justifiable, especially when their choices hurt someone else. So they rewrite the origin story to reduce the guilt. It's easier to say this was fate. We were meant to get back together than to sit with the fact that someone else paid the price for your happiness. So I have several examples, but let me just combine a few so that no one gets identified. But so there's an infidelity that happens, whether you got reconnected on social media or you ran into each other or whatever, and it was your first love. Maybe it was your college boyfriend. Maybe it was your high school boyfriend. I don't know how far back you go. But there's a reciprocal feeling there. She glows up when she sees you. You're unhappy in your marriage or you're just a serial cheater. Either way, you have a certain feeling about running into this girl. And you start chatting. Like Olivia Rodrigo said, I knew you were talking to her. And maybe the wife was like, you know, you came home and told the story in a soft way. Oh my gosh, you'll never guess who I ran into today. Guess who just tried to friend me on social media? Like in a innocent way. Like, I mean, I didn't have anything to do with it. It just landed in my lap. And your wife might be like, oh, that's interesting. How does that make you feel? Or whatever your relationship is. So you are justifying it already, justifying it in your head. And then you decide you're not just going to talk. You're going to get together and have coffee and catch up, quote unquote. And the next thing you know, you're naked and you have now ruined your vows. You're no longer in a monogamous marriage. And whether that's by law or by interpretation, you're cheating. So we've justified the fact that this was meant to be and it just kind of landed in your lap. Maybe you say, I don't want to hurt my wife. So we need to be really careful. She's a good woman. She's the mother of my children. I don't want her to be hurt. I don't want to be with her. And I am going to divorce her. So we need to be careful. So now you're starting to rewrite your story because you can't feel guilty. That's not sexy. So you just call it fate. It's easier to call it fate than to sit with the fact that someone else paid the price for your happiness. So now we're down the road, okay? The marriage is over. The divorce is final. You're free to be. You never stopped being, but now you're free to be. And now you're going to get married. What are you thinking? That this was a one-off? That the only reason he cheated on his wife with you was because you were so amazing? I don't know, something to think about. I mean, character is character. You don't become a girl's girl just because the relationship worked out in the end. Character is revealed in how it began. The process of you becoming legitimately in a relationship with this person, it involved deception. Another woman's consent was still bypassed. Harm was still done without her agreement. Again, if the only way your love story survives is by rewriting how it started, maybe the truth is the part that's the hardest to live with. I just feel like being a girl's girl is about integrity in the messy middle, not the polished ending. And how did the wife find out? I mean, did he man up and say, I'm unhappy, I would like a divorce? Because if that's what he said, I guarantee the first thing she said was, are you with her? Did that random Facebook request, did that random run into at the grocery turn into something, and that's why this is over? And what's the truth? And are we going to tell the truth? If he tells the truth, then we have to tell the truth. And maybe we owe her a little friggin' grace and mercy because he just blew up her life for your happiness. And that's not being a girl's girl. I will advocate, support, and uplift women. And I will also call out behavior, regardless of gender, that's dishonest, harmful, or self-absorbing. So if girl's girl means loyalty plus integrity plus accountability, then yes, I'm a girl's girl. If it means blind alliance or ignoring reality to protect feelings, then no, I'm not here for it. And maybe that sounds judgmental, and it kind of is. I mean, I'm not high on a mountain. I am in an almost 34-year marriage, and many times in my marriage, I'm a very jealous person. I would be like, oh, what am I seeing here? Oh, what is happening here? But I am not afraid to ask the hard questions. I'm not afraid in my life, and I'm not afraid in my marriage to do that. And I want to be with someone who's willing to do freaking backflips to prove that I'm the only one. So if he's not getting to flipping, you might want to take a look at that. All right. I'm going to play some songs because I love music. I am sexually attracted to a singer called Youngblood. He is sizzling freaking hot. So I'm going to play a song, Zombie. It doesn't have anything to do with anything, or maybe it has something to do with everything. But he's hot. Look him up if you don't know him. This is Zombie by Youngblood.
About the words they would hurt, they would hurt. So if you were to ask about the pain,
I would still want him. He's really good looking. I mean, I'm old, almost 64. It's not like it's going to happen. So I just have a few kind of maybe closing remarks. I don't know. I never close, but if your love story depends on another woman being misinformed, it's not a love story. That's a loophole. And your new ending doesn't erase the way the story started. So a long time ago, there was a friend group that I was a part of, and one of the marriages was fraught with infidelity. And it was known, like commonly known. But I got a phone call from the wife, And she said to me, "You're not a girl's girl because you didn't tell me what my husband's doing." And I said, "You're not a girl's girl because you already knew and you didn't tell any of those other women." And yeah, I own that that was terrible, but it's like, you know what's going on and you're still sleeping with him. And what about all the other women? I don't know. That's heavy. That's layered. But there is a thought that if you're a real girl's girl, you're going to walk away from something you want if it harms another woman. That's what it is. Like, yeah, I get it. He's your guy. He's tied up in this marriage. That's not right. Guess what? You freaking have to wait. I'm sorry. You must wait. Don't tell me who you are. Show me how you move when no one would ever find out. And it's never a secret, okay? It's like a mom asking their kid, "What happened here?" We already know the answer. We walk in with the information. So it's never, ever, ever a secret. You're not that good at keeping one. So don't say you love women as long as it doesn't cost you anything. 'Cause you don't. Okay, other songs that have nothing to do with this, or maybe everything to do with this. There's a song by a band called Extreme. It's called More Than Words. I used to be obsessed with this song, obsessed with the video, obsessed with the guitar playing, and I'm going to play it because I love it. It's called More Than Words. The band is called Extreme.
Hold me close, don't ever let me go.
Okay, stop the presses. I need Shannon Mattingly and Gianna Noonan to get together and do this song on their guitars, do the harmonizing, the whole nine. I can totally hear it. I think they both listen to my show, so there's your assignment. But here it is, More Than Words. Don't tell me you're a girl's girl. Show me how you act when it's messy, when it's tempting, when it costs you something, when... because that's where the truth lives. Yeah, that's where the truth lives. Guess what? I'm a girl's girl. I'm your ride or die. I'm your person. And if I know something, I'm going to say something. I used to say to my husband all the time, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. That knowledge burns like a fire in my gut and it must be quenched. And the only way to quench it is to tell it. So don't freaking tell me if you don't want me to tell it. Okay? All right, now we're just playing fun songs. I'm going to be back on the air. When am I going to be back on the air? I need a calendar. Can I have a calendar? Hello? Is there a calendar? I know I have one on my phone. I can use it. Okay, so today's the 21st. I'm going to be back on June 4th. And then I'm going to be back on June 18th. I'm going to have a guest on my show on June 18th. June 4th, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. We'll see what the world shows me. The world's in charge. It decides what's next. For all those who want to know, the donor kidney transplant surgery went swimmingly. Both the donor and the recipient are recovering, doing really well. I saw them yesterday. Oh, what a God incident. Thank you, Ryan, and thank you, baby Jesus. Okay, the song I'm going to play is Cry Baby by Zoe Jean Fowler. It's just a song I like. What can I say?
She could tell from her first hello. I was calling cause I'm coming to the end of my rope. What is it about a mama that she always knows? When I'm holding back tears while I'm holding this phone. From scraped knees to heartbreak, already know what she'll say. It's okay to let it that cheap mascara run. Nothing wrong with breaking down, using all those tissues up. I know it feels like you're barely getting by lately. It's okay to cry, baby. I could go to the bar with a couple of friends, something strong while I try to forget. Or I could let it all flood, red wine in the mud, dive right into this mess. No use in fighting this river that's rising, cause my mama knows.
You're listening to Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. This is KOWS LP 92.5 FM in Occidental, California. Streaming on the web at kowsfm.com. This show will be on Spotify tomorrow. I'll upload it to my Spotify channel, Level Up with Danny.
not begging. I'm not explaining. I'm not shrinking. If loving me makes you uncomfortable, good. That means it's working.
Woke up like a blessing with an attitude. Peace for my face, but I'm not in the mood. They want the old me, she expired. I'm the upgrade, handcrafted, God inspired. I used to water people that never grew.
2026. I'm not begging. I'm not explaining. I'm not shrinking. If loving me makes you uncomfortable, good. That means it's working.
Woke up like a blessing with an attitude. Peace for my face, but I'm not in the mood. They want the old me, she expired. I'm the upgrade, handcrafted, God inspired. I used to water people that never grew. Now I put that love into my own roots. I'm not competing, I'm completing me. I'm my own stamp, but I'm the recipe. That's why they mad, that's why they envy. I don't chase love, I chase my peace. And I cut off excess like it's healthy. I love me, loud, proud, divine. I'm not for everybody and that's just fine. You can leave on followers, how I still win. 2026, I'm the prize, not them. I stop explaining my glow to the blind. Never KC, you don't deserve time. I'm not too much, you just too small. I don't lower my life so you feel tall. I made it all, put my soul intact. Turned heartbreak into a business contract. Now my boundaries hit like bank alerts. And my self-love got receipts for worth.
It's you. I'm loving me like I'm somebody's dream. Because I am.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not chasing closure. I'm chasing elevation. I'm not arguing with delusion. I'm building legacy. And if you don't claim, I healed in private, now I shine in position. I'm not the lesson, I'm the testimony. And I don't need nobody to co-sign me.
I love it.
I'm the plan, I'm the proof. I'm soft with God, but I'm solid in truth. 2026, bigger blessings, bigger me. And I'm protected spiritually.
Babe, you can't love me correctly. Watch me love me completely.
2026, self-love era. And I'm the CEO.
Okay, that's our new mantra. I love me. Okay, no excuses. I love me. It's by China Styles. I think that's her name.